This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
The time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a throw hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, some points out. Charlize Theron, 5'10".
All right.
Oh, my God. That is 5 feet and 10 inches of deliciousness. Nicole Kidman, 5'11".
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's tall as well.
And regarding the furries, all right, in the litter box story, someone just says, in my 15 years of being a furry, I've met exactly one person who used a litter box, and he was weird even by furry standards.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've met a couple furries. I don't think they're doing that.
They dress up like a dog.
I don't care who you are. If you use the litter box, like, by anyone's standards other than your cat, you're weird.
Matt Damon's 5'10".
5'10"?
Yeah.
Still looks tiny. Today, we toast another unsung hero. Such an important thing to do. But today, not here in the United States, we go across the pond to England to honor a man who never really asked for recognition, but based on his dedication to his craft, well, we'd like to recognize him. You see, he's believed to be the longest-serving organist at the same parish church in that city's history, okay? So he's been at the Holy Trinity Church in Newport, Norfolk, England, wherever that might be. He started there September 1st, 1970. All right. So he learned to play the piano at 10 years old and began attending Holy Trinity Church as a child with his mother and his grandmother. He was joined the choir. He was a bell ringer, a Sunday school teacher, all of this before becoming the organist 52 years ago, the longest tenured of all time. The guy has always been there. And that kind of devotion, well, it should be recognized. And we're the show to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in toasting a man who should be a master of the organ, Dick Cockaday. That's right.
Jesus.
Dick Cockaday, the organist at Holy Trinity Church.
Keeps the doctor away.
For 52 years now. Congratulations, Mr. Cockaday. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. All right, Rob, you understand how this year's game is played.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Well, you know, normally I would go drugs, but I'm going to change it up. Let's go with some interior decorating.
No, not in the butt, but this time in the abdomen. We go to Bangladesh, where a woman lived in constant pain in her abdomen for 20 years. Well, she was shocked to discover that she'd live with something that was forgotten in her body after the operation. 55-year-old woman, whose name I cannot possibly pronounce, she'd been living with constant abdominal pain ever since undergoing a gallstone removal operation at a clinic back in 2002. Well, after spending her life savings on the operation, the woman was discharged from the clinic with a prescription, but within a couple of days, she started experiencing pain in her stomach. She went back to the clinic, but her surgeon, who'd been supervised by two other doctors during the operation, he dismissed her concerns, explaining that the pain was normal and that she shouldn't worry. Turns out he was wrong, and he wasn't the only one. Because the abdominal pain persisted, she then went to one doctor after another, explaining that the surgery had left her with a constant ache, but all she received were more prescription medications to mitigate the pain. Well, over the years, a woman was forced to sell, well, two cows, her last assets, to pay for treatment and medications, hopefully just to make the pain go away, all right? So now she's selling off her stuff just to get medication. Unfortunately, all of her efforts were in vain. Her abdominal pain recently became unbearable. This time, on the advice of a doctor, they did a little thing called an X-ray, which revealed that most likely the item that was there had been forgotten from the surgery that happened 20 years ago. Last week, she was finally admitted to a hospital where doctors struggled to keep her diabetes in check, but they finally managed to remove the object that had been left in her abdomen. The question is, what did they leave in her abdomen for 20 years before they even bothered to do another X-ray? Was it scissors, the scalpel, a mask, or a surgical glove? So again, scissors, a scalpel, a mask, or a glove. One of these things was accidentally left and stitched up inside of her.
Well, the actual question is, well, it took them 20 years to do another damn X-ray.
But I cannot believe that. I was hoping it was going to be an ashtray.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. A pair of glasses or something. You know, something good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm going to rule out a mask because I figure the stomach acids alone after 20 years, you know, I mean, it digests our food. It would tear that cloth mask up. So we've got, you said a scalpel,
scissors,
glove,
or glove. Yeah. So scissors, scalpel, or glove, Rob?
You know, I'm almost wanting to lean a glove for some reason. I mean, help me out, Ted. What do you think, my brother?
I mean, I was thinking glove, but honestly, scissors are hot right now. Everybody's talking about them. And like,
some
like,
people have them.
You want scissors? You clipped them, and then you left them in there. Scissors.
Okay. All right. Rob, what are you thinking? I'm going to go glove.
You know, what the hell?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is interior decorating on profile. That's got a woman who was in constant pain. Pain was in there for 20 years. Because doctors left something inside her during an operation.
Please be scissors.
Question is, what did doctors leave inside her? Scissors, a scalpel, a mask, or a glove?
And that is the very question that we posed to our contestant, Rob. And Rob, you agreed with Miles Montgomery that it was, in fact, a glove.
No.
It was not a glove. Ted, you went very extreme and said they left a pair of scissors inside
scissors.
Her.
Scissors?
Yeah.
No! Wow. Told you, they're hot right now.
Why did it take 20 years Just get an x-ray. Sometimes doctors will give you an x-ray. One, I don't know if they have socialized medicine. One, just to charge you extra and just shut you up, right? You keep showing up with the same problem.
There's a blockage or something.
We're going to give you an x-ray.
Right.
They waited 2 decades before they finally said, you know, she keeps complaining.
That's the crazy part. I'm with you. Like, just run her through an x-ray machine.
And then like, oh, goddamn. Yeah, there's a pair of scissors in there.
Jesus. Yeah, I feel like I get an x-ray every time I go to the doctor.
Whether you ask for one or not.
Yeah, like it's fine, dude. It's just a finger.
Every time I go to the dentist, they go, it's time for your x-rays. I'm like, I just did them.
Yeah, that is.
That's the one where they always x-ray you.
And it was crazy. Like, and it's right next to your face. The first time I ever got that, I did not know what it was, right? Because the dentist, he didn't say you're getting an x-ray. He just, he pulls the machine down, and it looked like a long camera lens, right? And it's at the side of my face. And then he leaves the room. But he's not explaining what he's doing. I'm a kid. So I remember I turned around and looked directly at this thing as it lit up. He comes back into the room. He's like, did you just look at that?
And everything changed after that.
Oh, he was like, don't do that, man. That's an x-ray.
Thought it was a Polaroid.
But I got your face. So I remember I tell my dad, because I'm a kid who's kind of panicking. My dad's like, you looked in the x-ray machine. I'm like, well, yeah, not on purpose. He's like, man, oh, man. I'm like, I'm going to die.
I mean, that's why you wear glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! And all right. Got a lot of choices for you today.
Okay.
You got Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
The Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Weekend Update.
Okay.
Bill Maher.
Wow.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of talent and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Big news in the food world. The green M&M now will wear, as they say, sensible shoes as opposed to her trademark white boots. And in a few more years, she'll be wearing shape-ups for mall walking.
Bill Maher.
Fallon.
Smith!
Damn it!
Nice.
Good one. I did not realize how many people were attracted to green M&Ms until they announced it.
Everyone it's likes like, green M&Ms.
What's wrong with their sexy boots? I'm like, if you find it sexy, the bigger problem is what's going on in your head.
Mm-hmm. Listen, white go-go boots make any chick look better. Even one that's made of chocolate and a hard candy shell.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not supposed to be attracted to candy, but right, she had long lashes.
Don't you reach for the green M&Ms first?
I don't.
I do.
I do now.
Yeah. Really?
I always have.
Oh.
Right. I know there's no difference in the taste.
There's such a joke to be made.
I know. Due to COVID concerns, China is limiting the torch replay relay to just 3 days. And to maintain social distancing, the runners will just throw the torch to each other.
SNL.
Yeah, SNL.
Fallon.
We're a couple weeks from the Winter Olympics, and due to COVID concerns, China is limiting the torch relay to just 3 days. And this is smart. To maintain social distancing, the runners will just throw the torch to each other.
In a new interview, Bono has revealed he never really liked the name U2, adding, I also kind of hate Ireland.
Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Yes. In a new interview, Bono reveals that he never liked the name U2, adding, I also kind of hate Ireland.
Now that Antonio Brown has quit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by stripping to the waist, flashing a peace sign, and jogging off.
One letter makes all the difference.
And jogging off, everyone now has to quit this way. No, it's not professional and may affect future employment prospects, but you have to admit, when Miriam from accounting does it, you'll never forget her.
Seth Meyers.
Alan
Barr.
Now that Antonio Brown has quit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by stripping to the waist, flashing a peace sign, and jogging off, everyone has to quit their job that way. No, it's not professional, and it may affect future employment prospects, but you have to admit, when Miriam from accounting does it, you'll never forget her.
I do remember Ted popping his collar in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was the final. Like, all these words were said, everyone's going to enroll, and Ted just gives them one final snap.
Yeah. Wow. Bug off.
You didn't say bug.
No. And I was like, I'm not even full time. Mm-hmm. I don't have to give you S.
That's right.
In 2 weeks. The longtime director of Wheel of Fortune has died at the age of 92, said Wheel of Fortune viewers. Wow. So young.
That's an
SNL.
That is SNL.
Longtime director of Wheel of Fortune has died at the age of 92, said Wheel of Fortune viewers. Wow. So young.
Just ruthless.
Jesus.
SNL, actually, I liked it this week. I mean, it's Will Forte, who's already very funny. I will say, when he was doing his monologue, he's so good at kind of being a character of himself. Like, I was like, maybe he is really pissed they haven't had him back yet. But you couldn't really tell. Like, he did a good job. Obviously.
He did. He was good.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Obviously, MacGruber's a big deal now. You could watch it, too.
I'm in, man. Sorry, they started showing commercials for it. They did a couple of spoofs of MacGruber during SNL, and I'm like, you know what? I need to just watch this.
He also, in his monologue, because I watched his Sunday After Football, and I'm, you know, chilling watching it, and he got me pretty good with, like, because they always have somebody out there that's got to pimp a record, right, or your new movie or this or that, and he's like, I'd love to tell you, you know, about our second season of MacGruber. He's like, I'd love to tell you about it. They haven't greenlit it yet.
Right.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
You thought he was just doing, like, right, the basic stuff. He's like, no, they actually haven't. All right. We talked about it as soon as I saw everybody today. Everybody's talked about it. Was that the best weekend of NFL games that anybody's ever seen?
I can remember. For me personally, yeah, absolutely.
I said the same thing. Like, Saturday, now granted, Saturday the games, like, San Fran in Green Bay wasn't exactly a barn burner.
It wasn't, but I think what made it different was you realized at some point Green Bay, who's a very good team, can't figure out San Francisco. It did not mean San Francisco was going to win this game, but you realize, like, there's no stress on San Francisco at this point. You can see it in their face, everything, their body language. Like, this is for you to figure us out.
Yeah,
because all I need to know about Aaron Rodgers, and this is not to minimize his ability, is all we need to know about you legitimately is that you're really good.
Yeah. And Saturday, both games down to a field goal, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Walk off.
So, look, it's snowing in Green Bay,
mm-hmm,
but the 49ers have Robbie Gould.
Right.
So he played in Chicago and kicked in that for like 9 years, 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, as soon as they marched him out, I'm like, oh, this guy kicks in the snow. Like, this will not affect this guy at all.
No. Well, it's also crazy to me, the Bengals and Titans. Like, I like Joe Burrow. I liked him at LSU. I think he's Joe Cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the Titans, and unfortunately, Mike, we were having fun hanging out, but I can't explain to people, and Michael Tess, like, I'm not really upset.
Right.
I just get frustrated when coaches, in my mind, make poor decisions.
Upset isn't the word, Ted. You were irate. You were screaming at the TV, man.
Right, and I just keep going, why did we, like, when they went for two in the first touchdown, I go, why? Why are we doing that?
And then John Harbaugh called him and told him to.
Right, I kept yelling at Mike.
That's what it says. As a Ravens fan, don't.
The Titans, like, you could have just ran that ball and ran out the clock. But instead, we got to chuck it around and leave time on this damn clock. See, I'm getting fired up again. Got to piss me off.
Because none of us, in spite of what we think we know, are good enough to be NFL coaches.
Oh, no chance.
Situationally, we're better than they are. Right? I mean, that's all. We go, like, look, I don't know a lot, but what I do know is, based on my limited info, this would be the right thing to do. Kick the extra point. It's a 98.5% chance you're going to get that 1 point. Mm-hmm. Every time someone misses an extra point, it's always, that's going to come back to haunt them. So when you voluntarily go for two, when you don't need to, the game's not on the line, and you don't get it, because again, to double one, all you get is two. But to go for two, statistically, your odds of picking it up get real low. It's not worth doing. It was something you don't need to do. And in the end, it's the equivalent of missing the extra point. This will come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
Understand this, man.
So the Titans end up losing that game. The Bengals win as clock expires.
Mm-hmm.
The next game, right. The Niners win as the clock expires. Sunday, you
but
get
But you're
up.
Thinking Saturday, right, at the end of it. Like,
phenomenal.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
But
what a great day.
Well, and
you're
we
already
were watching
prepared.
UFC, too, right?
Yeah.
So we're at a friend's house, and he's just like, here, use the controller, right? So, like, We've paid for these fights, so we want to watch them. Yeah. But then I'm like, dude, we've got to go back and check this game. So you're right. Saturday, I'm like, those are two of the greatest games I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. The but first you're game on prepared Sunday, to know. Like, it's not going to be as good
right.
tomorrow.
So the first game on Sunday is unreal. Rams and Buccaneers, that's going back and forth. And then literally, the shootout.
Tampa Bay comes back.
Right, as I'm saying, that game was awesome.
It ended, even when we did our predictions.
Last second field goal. So all three games come down to a last second field goal, and then the fourth game's an absolute shootout that goes to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a game like the late game yesterday. And look, if you're a Bills fan, I feel for you, man. And we all agree on this one statement. Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, and the Buffalo Bills themselves, there was nothing else they could possibly do, with the exception of a squib kick. But if you are Josh Allen,
that's
just know, you literally did everything you could do to win the game. And if you were playing any other team in the NFL, you won. You may have even won handily.
Three guys. Yeah. Three guys over the weekend. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Samuel for the 49ers.
Oh, Debo.
Debo.
Jesus.
Debo's the man.
That's got to be it. And Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, three guys just put up so many points and did so much good.
Right. Well, and San Fran, I mean, look.
And Tyreek Hill. Don't get me wrong. Kelsey, there's a bunch of good players. But
yeah, but they
those
got the
guys,
ball from Patrick.
Yeah.
Right. And I will say, to Chiefs fans or anybody that watching it, it is impressive. You know Travis Kelsey is one of the best tight ends in the league, if not the best tight end, right? To me, it's like him and Kittle. But it still shocks me that when you get down to the bottom of it, like, he still scores a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, can anybody in this country cover Cooper Kupp?
No.
And we're convinced it's because he's white.
No one,
in spite of the pedigree of this guy, you see a white wide receiver and somehow they're like, he ain't faster than me. Yeah, he is. He ain't going to catch on me. Yeah, he will. And he can't get in position. Yes, he will.
In the 49ers game, Garoppolo couldn't get a receiver to catch a ball.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for two quarters. They were just, I mean, it was the weather, it was the snow, it was something. Like, they were dropping everything.
But they had smarter Green Bay.
And that's the Niners are also just a weird team to me in this that, like the Seahawks were good and have been good for a while. So, like, them not making the playoffs, you're like, that's kind of weird. Right? Same with the Ravens. Like,
sure.
Pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a really bad Ravens team in the last few years. But San Fran, like, they were just in a Super Bowl, what, two or three years ago? Then they sucked. And now all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, they always own the Rams. Like, they might be back in the Super Bowl again.
Well,
and if Jimmy G had hit that one pass against the Chiefs, like, in that second half, like, right, did they have a title? Like,
yeah.
It's just so weird. I mean, it's easy to
see.
You
also look at the NFC West. Basically, that's the NFC Championship. Arizona was playing last week. So when you say, well, the Seahawks weren't all that this year, that's a pretty good teams they had to play twice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's hard,
a strong schedule.
And it's hard for a lot of Seahawks fans, and I get it. Everybody hates the Niners.
Sure.
But I was telling Mike on Saturday, like, look, as a Seahawks fan, I think it's great that the division is representing and you have an NFC West championship
look,
game.
Look, the Bengals swept the Ravens. I'm a Ravens fan. I am not pleased with either of those games, but the other part of me says, okay, we didn't lose to chumps.
Sure.
Right?
I'm watching
these guys.
And the game, the Super Bowl is in L.A.
I know.
So the Rams, they have a chance to do that.
I think I don't know.
Unless San Francisco travels like they did last time.
I think they will.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. The other thing I watched over the weekend, everybody catch up on the new season of Ozark is out too.
Okay. Did you finish Cobra Kai?
I have done Cobra Kai.
All right. We're still at the same point. I still have like three more to go. We just haven't done it yet.
I finished.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. 7-year-old man attempts to try to fight 10 bikers all at the same time. Meanwhile, a grandma outsmarts a would-be scammer who was arrested for the crime. 15-year-old boy loses both nipples after taking on a dare. At a store called Poundland, if you put chocolate next to sex toys, apparently people do care. And a man hurts himself trying to parachute off a hotel in Florida. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hart.
Top story. We go to the UK where a teenager will think twice before doing a dare. This is
awful, but it's awesome. He was in the school locker room when his friends dared him to empty two cans of body spray onto his chest. Yes. He survived the task despite it having frozen his nipples something fierce, but the room took a turn when his friend decided to up the ante. The friend pulled a guy move and flicked his friend's frozen nipples, which ended up with both of them falling off.
Oh, no. My God.
Oh, no.
He's come to terms with the outcome and says that he would do it again, though he challenges others not to do it. So, it's just a guy thing. Like, obviously, it's cold in there, so he's just standing there rock hard, and his buddy's like, all right, and he hits him.
I understand how it happened. Because the challenge itself does... It's not like eating a Tide Pod, right?
Right.
How about that? It's like, yeah, spray the cans
it's
on me.
It's a paid challenge, right.
My buddies, of course, going to flick my nipples. Right. Then to go, oh my God, guys, this is what it is to be young.
Oh no, they fell off.
There's nothing about that sounds like that's going to be the outcome.
Right.
So, it's not climbing up milk crates, not eating Tide Pods. It was like, it's body spray on my chest.
Like, this is something straight out of Mortal Kombat, except for the fact that it's just nipples. It's not the guy's entire body.
Mike, I watch Mortal Kombat. Nobody flicked any... Some bad nipples. Things happen in the movie. Everyone's nipples were intact.
That's right. That was his superpower, man. He froze chest and flicked off nipples.
Maybe that's the director's cut and I haven't seen it, but...
Well, that'd be pretty badass.
Wow!
Right, yeah.
Your nipples are gone.
He's not gonna kill you, man. He's gonna mess you up mentally for the rest of your life. Doggone it! I don't have any nipples. But I love that the guy's taking it in stride. He does do the right thing and say, guys, don't do this. This was stupid. I shouldn't have done it. But we're guys. We're kids. We're doing stupid things. Yeah, I probably would do it again. Don't do it. It was just dumb. So I appreciate that about him. In other news, we go to one of our favorite shops in the UK, Poundland.
Poundland.
Yes, the UK dollar store equivalent, Poundland, where shoppers...
Oh, get it that now. Makes
sense. Yeah, right.
Get
your
mind out of the gutter.
The hell, guys? But the shoppers are upset with one of their offerings. Located right on the shelf near your average wares is a lovely section of sex toys on display. Yes, you can indeed get Poundland sex toys. The offering has been met with mixed reviews from shoppers, most complaining that the items should be left to online shopping or in sex shops in general, whereas Poundland has expressed that they've been selling these types of things for years. They don't know why all of a sudden it's just become a problem.
What do you care? If you don't want it, don't buy it.
Right. They're saying, you know, people can buy those if they want them to, but it's inappropriate. There's children that could be looking at these. This really needs to be just kept to sex shops.
Okay, look.
Like, they're in boxes with colorful painting, man.
You sell cigarettes behind the counter.
Right.
Inappropriate for children. You don't buy them for your kid. They have liquor cabinets. That's what they lock up, right?
Right.
The kids can look at it. Like, we understand.
Sure.
These things aren't for kids. And then it's a parent's job to make sure your kids don't buy it.
Right.
Like, I'll put that on me.
It's not like there's a diagram on the back showing how you use it, man. It's likely just a good-looking couple standing there getting... I mean, this is probably half hour before we get started to actually using this particular device.
You know what the truth of it is? It really comes down to when you bring up kids in this, because you're not marketing it to kids, you're not selling it to kids, but it makes you uncomfortable to explain to kids.
Sure.
Right? Booze, you explain it. Cigarettes, you explain it. Sex toy, like, get over yourself. Yeah.
Right. absolutely. And that is it for your headlines, ladies and gentlemen. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Big thanks to for Slash coming on the program. Woo! More Men's Room coming up next with a Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on the Odyssey app.
And we'd also like to thank Slash for doing an interview with us.
Again.
In the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 130 seconds. So until tomorrow, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.